I've had a good play with the Cult of Dawn, extracting it as best as I could and as best as the Rocket R58 could assist me and the Mildkönig Vario, because I had to go quite fine in the grind. Of course, it is a bean that is lighter. So if it's lighter, it does mean there are still more gases in there and it's only rested for 5 days, although the suggested time period of resting that roast is between 7 and 9 days. And that makes sense because from how I understand it, the more that is still in the bean, so the lighter the roast, the more gases are still in there that need to evaporate. And they continue to evaporate when you rest the beans that have been roasted. But I was itching and I wanted to know today what this bean would give and what it would taste. And it is a beautiful espresso. I will say that it probably does need the extra at least 1 to 2 days because it's still quite a bit volatile. And it does also need more dosing than my other beans, the beans that are just slightly darker. The theory behind that is actually, and also before I go into that theory, what's also interesting is that the weight of these beans is slightly heavier, and again that makes sense, than for example an all-press roast, which is kind of a medium roast. It's not dark by any stretch of the imagination, but it is just that little bit darker, which means there is more of the humidity and more of the gases and what's in the bean already evaporating through the roasting process. So the bean gets lighter, the bean gets bigger and lighter. So that was an interesting observation as well. And then to the flavor itself, it is a really lovely, lovely flavor. It goes into the orangey, I would say, and still has that spice that I detected when I actually had it at workshop itself. So it is beautiful. Now, I'm not sure if this, at this stage, would take well to milk. My guess is maybe not as much, but as an espresso, beautiful. And it will be so interesting to watch that bean progress for the next few days and see how those flavors change and how the consistency of the flow changes. So stay tuned to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo because I'm going to test this Cult of Dawn more and more and more. And as the manifesto of Cult of Dawn suggests, strive to perfect that extraction and the taste. And do Richard Justice, the roaster at workshop. Such a great guy.